Exercise 2, page 18. Speaker A.
I do see the attraction of bungee jumping and snowboarding and so on. I mean, it must be really exciting jumping off a bridge with a rope tied round your ankles, or gliding down a snowy mountainside very fast on a piece of wood. It's just that I find it very scary, and I don't think I'm brave enough to do it myself. I suppose that's the thrill of it, though.
Speaker B.
I saw a programme on TV about hang gliding, and I was very impressed. I just couldn't believe how smoothly this guy glided through the air, hundreds of metres above the ground, without an engine and only the wind holding him up. I would love to have a go myself. As soon as I get the chance, I'm going to look into it.
Speaker C.
I am an experienced canoeist and I go whitewater rafting regularly. It's a very exhilarating activity, but I think after you've been doing it for a while, it can become a bit less exciting. The edge has gone from it for me, and I think I might have to look somewhere else to get the same kind of thrill I got when I first started doing it.
Speaker D.
I enjoy sports like golf, darts and swimming. I can see why other people prefer to jump out of an aeroplane or climb a mountain or whatever. Of course, it's the thrill and excitement, and perhaps the sense of achievement they get from it. I do sport for leisure and pleasure and to unwind. The physical side to it is not as important to me.
Speaker E.
I am a total thrill seeker. If it's not exciting and a bit dangerous, I don't want to know about it. I love the action and adventure of base jumping, skydiving and so on. My latest thing is free running, where you have to jump, climb or vault over obstacles such as buildings and walls. It's very physical and very exciting. Other sports just don't compare.
Speaker F.
I competed in freestyle motocross competitions for a number of years. It's a sport where you are judged on your acrobatic skills while riding a motorbike. I had to stop competing eventually, but it wasn't because of pressure from my family, even though they did worry a lot about how dangerous it was. In the end, it was the time and expense that were the deciding factors. It was an exciting part of my youth, but I've moved on to other things now.